If you guys are missing adult Sunday school, you're missing a blessing. Brother Priest has been doing the book of Revelation, you know, and it has been so good, to be honest with you. It's been very good. So I would say, you know, get up a little earlier. Get up a little earlier and come and be blessed, because it truly is a blessing. You know, he was talking about, what's her name? Jezebel. Talking about Jezebel this morning. Amen. The spirit of Jezebel. You know, it said, the Lord says, I know the things that you've done for me, and you've done some good things. He said, but these things I have against you. You've allowed that spirit to come into the church. You know what I mean? And to infiltrate the church, just like that cancer or that leaven. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of the church today have allowed things in the church that should not be in the church. Amen? You know, they're allowing and making compromises to let things go on in the church that should not be going on in the church. By God's grace and His mercy, I pray that that not happen in our church. You know, one thing that we try to do is we try to live by, you know, the Word of God. And, you know, when we see something that's wrong, we need to say something. Amen. In love. In love. You know, I have been accused of being narrow-minded, which I am. You know, I am. I'm, you know, because it said that that gate is a narrow gate. Amen. And there's a broad way, but there's a narrow gate, that few be that find it. So I want us to be that few to find that narrow gate. You know, I'm not talking about perfection, because we're never going to be perfect until we go to glory. But I'm talking about living for Jesus. I'm talking about, you know, being real for Jesus and living for Him. So anyway, do we have any Sunday school today? Sunday school? Kids, Sunday school. All right, go that way. Elder House and Laura House is going to be teaching Sunday school. And I know they're going to do a wonderful, wonderful job. And I want to thank them for being a part of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Little Jeffrey, who loves you? And who else? That's right. Don't you forget it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. That's going to be a little preacher right there. Absolutely. He's going to preach the gospel to many. Win many souls to Christ. If you turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter, you know, we were there last week, and we were talking about who we are in Christ and who Christ is within us. If you don't know who you are in Christ and who Christ is within you, let me tell you something. You're in bad shape, especially in the condition of the world today. You're in bad shape if you don't know who you are in Christ and who Christ is within you. Because the church is being persecuted worse than any time in the history of mankind. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. So we need to know and understand who we are and whose we are. That's the key to that. And once again, 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm going to go over just this scripture here, what we went through last week. Are you there? 1 Peter 2, and I'm going to start in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. You are chosen. As we talked about last week, we have been adopted into the family of God. God has said, I no longer want you to be part of the world. I want to bring you into my family. I have so many blessings and things for you, you have no idea. I have not seen, ears not heard, mind is not conceived, it has not moved on your heart, the blessings that I have for you and those who love me. He says, I want you so much and love you so much, I'm bringing you out of the world. You know, I got a good buddy of mine, he and his wife, they went to China and they adopted two little Chinese girls. And the orphanage that they were in was a horrible orphanage. It was full of little children and babies. And so when they went there and they started looking at all the children and all the babies, They saw one and they said, we want that one. And all the rest of the kids, you know, they said, well, we want to go too. And so they looked around and prayed and they said, we want that one also. So who did the choosing? The parents, right? Wasn't the children. All the children wanted to be chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. But they chose these two Chinese babies. And now they're around, I think, 11, 12 years old. I mean, they're doing great, smart as a whip. I mean, scripture, you talking about knowing scripture? They're homeschooled, and they've been raised, you know, with a godly family. And they love Jesus. They love Jesus. You know, they were chosen out of a whole bunch of people. But they chose them too. And the same with us. We are a chosen generation. God has chosen those of us who are in Christ. We have been chosen. You didn't choose him. You know, so many times people say, oh, come make a decision for Jesus. That's not biblical. He never asked us to make a decision for him. He asked us to yield to his calling. Amen. When we yield to his calling, he says, I knock at the door. And if any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come. He chooses to knock at the door of our lives. But we have to yield ourselves to open the door and say, come on in, Lord, to my life. Change me. Make me what you want to make me out of, Lord. So it says, you are a chosen generation. Look at the person next to you and say, you have been chosen. Amen. You've been chosen. A royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Not just a priesthood, but a royal priesthood. That means that you have a royal blood in you. You have a royal bloodline in you since you have been chosen, since you have been adopted into the family of God. He says, I'm going to give you a royal bloodline. And what that means is, back in the old days, they had the different priests, but they had the high priest, and he was the only one that was able to come into the Holy of Holies to be in the presence of God. And so, since we have been chosen out of the world, and we're in the family of God now, he said, you are a royal priesthood. And what he mean by that, you have access to the God all the time. Not just once a year, like they did have it, but we have access to God every day, all day long. How good is that? Not only are you chosen, a chosen people, but he has given you a royal priesthood. How good is that, church? And he said, a holy nation. You're a holy nation. You know, you're a nation that come out of sin and that sinful lifestyle. And a peculiar people. I like that. A peculiar people. You know, some of us are more peculiar than others, aren't we? But do you know the root of that means that you belong to God? That's what that means. That I belong to God now. You know, I no longer belong to Satan anymore. I no longer belong to myself anymore, but I belong to God now. And then he says that you should show forth. Now, this is the main topic of the word today, that you should show forth. Now, what does that mean, to show? Raise your hand, Jessica. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, Brother Larry. Raise your hand, any one of them. Yes, yes. So what are they doing? They're showing me that they raised a hand, amen? Showing and saying is two different things, isn't it? Huh? Because a lot of times we can say a lot of things. But in order to show something, people will see it. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a particular that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and to his marvelous light. I can shout about that. Since we have been adopted into the family of God, he said, you need to show something. People need to see something of who you are. If any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creation. Behold, all things forgetting those things which are behind, and behold, all things become new. Behold means you can see it. To show forth all things. To show it. Not say it, because a lot of us have lip service. We can say a lot of things. But if people can't see that you are chosen, that you're brought out of the world, people can't see that you're a holy priesthood, and people can't see that you're a peculiar person or belonging to God, how good is that? What good is it going to do? And it says that which in times past were not a people, in times past you was not adopted into the family of God. If you wasn't in the family of God, whose family was you in? You was in Satan's family. Absolutely. We all was born in the Satan's family. But you are now. Everybody say now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but now. Now, the people of God. Now you're the people of God. Which have not obtained mercy. We didn't obtain mercy at first. But now have obtained mercy. So he's saying that what we need to do is to show praises unto him. Let's get with that word praise. What does that mean, the word praise? You know, we hear about it all the time. To praise. Praise God. You know, the worship and praise team. What does the word praise mean? It's to declare and speak of the things that somebody has done something good. That somebody has done something that was beneficial in your life. I used to work in the youth advocate program years ago. And what it was at-risk youth. Before they were taken to put into a youth facility, we were to go and work with the youth and the families to try to turn them around. Amen? And I had a little young man. He was 8 years old. And I remember that I saw his name on my supervisor's desk. I recognized his name because I know his daddy. His daddy was down there in school with me for many, many long, long time, down in Jefferson County School. Some of y'all didn't get that. All right. But I remember when his father was getting ready to go to penitentiary, he said, "Pastor, look after my family." And when I saw his son's name on the desk, I said, "I got him. I'm going to get him." And he was from a broken home. His father was in and out of prison most of his life. You know, a drug addict, a criminal. And so this little boy, that's all he knew. Matter of fact, he was 8 years old and brought a gun to school, at an elementary school. That's how I got a hold of him. And to make a long story short, I would say, "Listen, young man," I said, "if you would behave in school today, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you something real good, a pizza or some hamburgers or, you know, Happy Meal or something." And he's like, yeah, Pastor, yeah. So I'd go pick him up from school, and I'd look at his teacher. She'd say, and he would be disappointed, and I would too. And so anyway, he says, "Well, can I have my pizza?" I said, "No, I can't reward bad behavior." I said, let's try to do better. So tomorrow I come pick him up. Next day. So I said, "Listen, let's do this. If you can do a half a day, if you can just do a half a day." So went pick him up. Teacher said. So I said, "Well, let's just do an hour. If you can just be good an hour in school." 30 minutes, 15 minutes. And we had a couple of days of 15 minutes that was good. And he was so, so happy. And you know what I did? I praised him for that 15 minutes. I praised him. I said, "You did great. I'm so proud of you that you behaved yourself for 15 minutes in the school. Give me some." He'd give me five. He would just be grinning. He said, "Well, can we go get the pizza now?" I said, "We can go get one slice, not the whole thing, because you only did 15 minutes. And so the bottom line is, what I did was, I got a roll of tickets. You know them tickets that you get that you, you know, you. I got a roll of tickets. And what I did was I put them in a big jar and I set them on a teacher's desk. I said, every 15 minutes, you'll get a ticket. And when you get so many tickets, and I wrote down the things that he really wanted. You know, he wanted some earphones. He wanted a radio. He wanted a CD player. And he went. So we named all these things and we said, you know, if you get so many tickets, you can get your Happy Meal. So many tickets, you can get your earphones. So many tickets, you can get your whatever. And so every day, 15 minutes, the teacher would go and take one ticket and put it in the jar. And he would just smile. And at the end of the day, he would come out and he would have a handful of tickets. And I would say, I'm so proud of you. And he did eventually get his top gift. Eventually. But everything that he did, you see, I went from one day to a half a day, to 2 hours, to 1 hour, to a half hour, to 15 minutes. He was able to do 15 minutes. And so the 15 minutes start growing into a half hour. Half hour start growing to an hour. An hour start doing a half a day. A half a day start doing to a whole day. And so he started behaving himself. I was praising him every time he did something. Sometimes you got to find something to praise somebody. Amen. Sometimes you got to look deep to praise somebody. But the more you praise somebody, the more they want to be praised. Amen. The more they want to be praised. So it says, once again, for in past times, not a people, but you are now a people of God, which have not by mercy, but have time, but have obtained mercy. But the whole thing I'm talking about is praising the Lord. Is praising God. Do you know that in the Bible, praise is 261 times of praising God? He wants praise from us. Not that he have to have it, but you know why he wants praise from us? So we can show him our appreciation. How many times we take things for granted? The breath that we take, the air that we breathe, the heartbeat, the food that we have in our homes, the clothes we have on our back, the roof that we have over our heads. So many times we take so many things for granted that God has given us. So let's go to, I got a bunch of scriptures here, so I'm going to ask you to write them down here. Sang praises unto the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion, declaring among the people his doing. Psalms 9:11. Listen to what it says. Sang praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion, declare among the people his doing. Testifying what God has done for you. Testifying. You know, we have testimonies every Wednesday, and Brother Priest has been doing testimonies on Sunday mornings for the Sunday school. And every now and then we have a testimony Sunday, which has been some of the best Sundays that we've had. Well, all we do is have people come up and testify what God has done for each of them. And everybody has a testimony, amen? But some people refuse to testify about the goodness of God. They receive his benefits every day, all day long, and do not say nothing to nobody about how good God is. Been in the hospital, brink of death, and won't say nothing about how God has healed and brought you out of it. How you have lost a loved one that's dear to you, but God has brought you through it. Amen? Yes, you go through sadness and things of that nature. Absolutely, you do. But God has brought you through it. Amen? We've all had things in our lives that God has brought us through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. Why? Because he is with me. He is with me. That's a testimony. Because God is with me. Psalms 33:2. Praise the Lord with the harp unto him, and with the psaltery and the instruments of 10 strings. You know, now this is Psalms 32:2. Do you know there are some churches would not allow any instruments in there? In the church, they say it's unbiblical. But Psalm 32:2 says, praise the Lord with harp, singing unto him, and with the psalteries of the instruments of 10 strings. That sounds like instruments to me, don't it? Praise him with your instruments. Psalm 67:3. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise him. Not some people, but all the people. Why should all the people praise him? Because he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He adopted you into the family of God. He kept you from going to hell one way express. Oh, why can't we praise him? When we watch the games and stuff, when what's your name hit that home run, when hit them home runs, what's his name, Judd for the Yankees? Oh, look how good he did. Oh, he did, he hit another home run. We praise all of that, don't we? But yet we can't praise God. Let people know about the goodness of God. Why? Why are we not opening our mouth and letting the world know how good God is? Letting our family and our community know how good God is. You used to be one of those people walking in darkness, but I no longer. I'm praising him. Nobody has ever, when I go to witness to people, you know, I say, you know, I used to be a drug addict, I used to be a criminal, and I used to be this, that, and other, but I'm no longer that. Nobody has never said, well, I don't want to hear that. They ask me, how did you come out of that? Let me tell you how I came out. His name is Jesus. That's how I came out of drug addiction. That's how I come out of a mind of a criminal. That's how I come out of being a horrible person, because his name is Jesus. And let me tell you something, young man and young woman, you too can come out of that too, in Christ alone. Oh, why are we so silent, church? Why are we not opening our mouth and telling the world about how good God is? The world is telling everything about how good the world is. Isaiah 42:12, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Give him praise and bring glory to God in everything that we do. Hebrews 13:5-15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, but all the time. That's one of the problems in the church today is commitment, a continual commitment. We'll be committed on Sundays. We'll be committed maybe on Wednesdays. But what about the other days? What if God only give you what you give him on Sunday and Wednesday, and the rest of the days he turns his back on you? We'd be in big trouble, wouldn't we? We need to praise him all the time, church. We need to declare about how good God is. God woke me up another day in my right mind. Praising him. I used to not be in my right mind for most of my life. But God woke me up in my right mind. And what I mean by that, he woke me up knowing that he's a God, God alone. Knowing that he's the one that brought me out of sin. He's the one who kept me from going to hell. Yes, absolutely. He woke me up in my right mind. I'm going to praise him. And I'm not ashamed to praise him. I'm not ashamed. Praise the Lord. If you see me in Walmart, hey, Pastor, how you doing? All is well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you call me on my phone, what did I say? Praise the Lord. Pastor here. First thing I'm going to do, praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what gets me, and I love it. You know them robocallers? Call you. I answer the phone. Praise the Lord. They are silent. They don't know how to take that. So to end that from y'all, when y'all see them scam calls, praise the Lord. And then if they don't hang up, I say, you don't want to talk? Let me talk to you about Jesus. Just hold on for a minute, click. That get rid of them real quick. Trust me. Praise the Lord. Praise him in everything. And then, here we go, 2 Chronicles 20 and 22. And when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushes against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. He says, when they sang and praised the Lord, the enemies were defeated. You hear what I'm saying? The enemies are defeated when we sing praises unto the Lord. When the enemy comes at you, just start praising the Lord and singing praises to the Lord. Psalm 35, 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Let me read that again. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long, every day, all day long. Riding down the street in your office, in the grocery store, wherever you may be, praise the Lord. Thank you for your benefits. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you have done in my life. And not only that, thank you for the things that you're going to do. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. I'm going to praise you. Isaiah 12:1. And in the day thou shalt say, was angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comforted me. Why? Because I praise thee. O Lord, I will praise thee through thy was angry. I was praising you when you was angry at me, Lord. And when you do that, he says, and thy anger turned away, and thou comforted me, because I praised you. I praised you in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of the storm. I praised you, Lord. And Luke 2:20, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all of the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them. That's the shepherds that was in the field when Jesus came. Said they went back glorified and praising God. They went back and told everything that they saw and they heard. They didn't keep silent. They went back and praised him. Say, let me tell y'all what we saw when we went to Bethlehem. We saw the baby Jesus. We saw the baby Jesus in his glory. Oh, you need to go see the baby Jesus. When told about it. And Luke 19 and 37. And when he was come nigh, even now in the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice in all the mighty works that they had seen. Praising him again. All throughout the Bible is talking about praising the Lord. Now, once again, praise is not only lip service. Praise is how you live. Giving thanks to God every day about how we live. Do we give thanks to God and praise him when we cuss somebody out? Absolutely not. Do we praise him and give thanks to him when we cheat and lie and steal? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We don't boast about that. We don't tell people about that. Now, I'm almost done with you, maybe. Psalms 148. Let's go to Psalms 148. You can turn there, because this is good. This is real good. You know, as I was studying this and praying about this, I went through the whole Bible and found the word praise. And I read all of them. And do you know what happened after I read all of them? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we forget about his benefits, don't we? Sometimes we forget about what he has kept us from. Amen? Sometimes we forget about that. Take it for granted that you're sitting here today and that you're not in the hospital, in the ICU ward, or you're not in some prison doing life without parole or on death row, or that you're not in somebody's dungeon or a basement being held captive. Huh? You know that could happen. But praise him that you're sitting here today. You could be born in a country where you can't be here today. There's so many places in the world that they can't do what we're doing here today. Do we praise him for that? Oh, Lord, I praise you that I can come to the church without fear of persecution yet. Yet. It's coming. But I praise you, Lord, that I have liberties and freedoms, that I can worship you. I can worship you anywhere. I can worship you in Cracker Barrel. I can praise you in Walmart. I can praise you in Kenny's. I can praise you at the park. Praise the Lord. Huh? All right. Psalms 148. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. He said, praise him from the heavens and praise him from above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Talking about the angels, praise him, all his hosts, praise him. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of the light. He said, let the sun praise him, the moon praise him, and all the stars praise him. How good he is. Now, if the stars and the moons and everything can praise him, why can't we, church? Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded that they were created. Praise them. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded that they were created. Who was that they were created? Us. Praise him that we were created. Praise him that we were created. Now, what if we were never born? You could never be here, could you? If I wasn't born, I could never enjoy chicken. Huh? What'd I be missing out on? Huh? Wouldn't even know nothing about no chicken. You know, and all the other good things that we enjoy doing. We wasn't created. We wouldn't be able to enjoy none of that. I thank God for creating me that I can praise him for me loving chicken. And not only that, I can go down the street and get me some chicken. Matter of fact, when I get up, no. New people, I told y'all we have issues. Anyway. Oh, and also, I want to praise everyone that was here last Saturday morning for coming and cleaning the church. I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but every pew, every cushion, the all of the rugs and everything was shampooed. Everything was disinfected, not only disinfected, but was by hand. Every one of the everything in here, everything in the sanctuary and in the thing in there. We had a young man that was on his knees out there in the thing, mopping the floor with his hand on his hands and knees. I said, brother, let me get you a mop. He said, no. He said, this is what my daddy taught me how to mop is on my hands and knees. Thank you. All of you who have came here, I praise you for coming and being faithful. All seven of you. Amen. And for those of you say, I didn't know, I forgot, we got another day coming up. We have another cleaning day coming up for downstairs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's hope there's more than seven coming up. But anyway, I just had to throw that in there. Where am I at? Oh, here we go. Verse 6. He has also established them that forever and ever he has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy or wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all his hill, fruitful trees and all the cedars. Beasts and all the cattle, everything and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all of his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. He sent everything. You know what it says in Psalms 150? Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that has breath. And that's what that's saying in here. You went through thing that has breath, praise the Lord. To let him know all of his blessings, all of his benefits, we appreciate those. That's what it comes down to. Appreciation for what God has done, is doing, and will do for us. Thank you, Lord. Whatever you allow to happen in my life, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you in the hospital. I'm going to praise you in the streets. I'm going to praise you wherever I am that you allow me to go. I'm going to praise you, Lord. Psalms 149, praise you, Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song and his people in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful and praise the king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him and the temples of the heart. You know when King David brought the Ark of God back into Jerusalem? when he brought it back, you know what I mean? And they was bringing it back the way it was supposed to be brought. You know what it says? That he praised the Lord with dance. He got so excited that he started dancing before the Lord. And his wife, Michael, saw him out the window. And she was embarrassed. She was embarrassed at him because he was excited about the things of God. Don't let nobody embarrass you about the things of God. You hear what I'm saying? Don't let nobody embarrass you about the things of God. If the Spirit of God gets in you, praise Him. However you want to praise Him. Amen? No, now let me say something. Some people, not in here, but I've seen some. I don't know what they were doing, but it wasn't praising Him the way that their hips was going. And the way that, you know, you understand what I'm saying? There's one thing to praise the Lord in a right way, but it's another one when it's sensual. You hear what I'm saying? Well, y'all got quiet. Then it says, and the Lord and His people, He will beautify the meek into salvation. Let the saints be joyful and glory and sing upon a two-edged sword in their hand. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword. You praise Him with your mouth and you have the Bible and the Word of God in your hands. I'm so thankful for the Word of God. I'm so thankful for His benefits. I'm so thankful for His exceedingly great and precious promises. I'm so thankful that He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. I'm so thankful for Him telling me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm so thankful for Him telling me, greater He that is in me than He's in the world. I'm so thankful that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I don't take that for granted. I used to. And I need to take it more serious, to be honest with you. Each and every day I wake up, I need to be more thankful and have more praises in my mouth for that. And then this is the last one. Maybe, Gary. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmaments of the power. That's Psalms 150. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with the strings, instruments, and the organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that has breath praise the Lord. I don't know about you, church, but I love Jesus. Because I too was one. And you too was like a people in darkness. But He brought us out of darkness to His marvelous light. He adopted us out of the family of Satan and on our way to hell, adopted us into His marvelous light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I love that. He adopted us into the family of God. How good is that? Once again, He didn't choose, you didn't choose Him. He chose you. He adopted you. I'm so thankful because I wouldn't do that on my own. And you wouldn't either. You wouldn't do it on your own. But God thought so much of you, He says, I'm going to choose you. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. Oh, you're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. I like that. Peculiar means that I'm not like the rest of them. He says, be ye separated from the world. Come out from amongst them and touch no unclean thing. What unclean thing? The things of the world, the things that we used to do, the things that we used to watch, the things that we used to listen to, the places that we used to go, the people we used to hang around. Touch not that. And He's given us everything that we need not to do that. But He has given us free will also. But when you praise Him, and you thank Him, you don't want to go back into that old life. Because when you praise Him and you think about all of His wonderful blessings, His benefits, His love that He had for us, He loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever, that's who we are, the whosoever's, that believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't know about you, but I know that when my time comes to take my last breath here on earth, I know I'm going to be with Him in glory. And I'm praising Him for that too every day. To know that when I take my last breath, I'm going to be with Jesus in heaven. And you are too, if you have been adopted, if you're in the family of God. Amen. Let's praise Him, church. Every day. Let's praise Him. Let's give Him thanks and honor and glory. And how we do that, church, is to live our life to bring glory to Him. To live our life. If we're adopted into the children of God and we're a king's kid, we need to act like a king's kid, shouldn't we? We should start living like the king's kid. He says, I created you in my image and my likeness. So we need to start acting like that, church. And we all from time to time step out of line. But the good thing about it, and I praise Him for about it, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to Him, He said He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for forgiving me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness when I do mess up. And I do mess up. And you do too. I don't care how holy you're looking out here. You mess up too. We all do that. Amen. But the good part about it, we have a forgiven Savior. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I love Jesus. Do you? Do you? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank all of y'all for being here today. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for y'all to be here. And I just want to give you a little heads up. You know, in September, I'm going to be taking a little time off. So I want to let y'all know that now. So y'all can start gossiping now. Our pastor's going again. Our pastor's going to be leaving again. So give y'all a few weeks to do that. But I'm going to tell you, you know, I need to do that. If Jesus sent His multitude away, told His disciples to go to the other side, when He went alone to be with God, you know, we men have to do that. So I just let you know, in September I'm going to be taking some time off. And so, you know, I hope you pray for me. Hope you're not mad at me. And if you are, oh well. Amen, you get over it. But praise the Lord. God is good. Also, we're going to be doing another baptism next month. The last Sunday of the month. I think it's the 27th. We was going to do it the second Sunday or whatever, but I decided I think we're going to do it the last Sunday of the month, the 27th. We're going to be doing another baptism at the Black River. Milton. You hear me? Milton? Okay. All right, because you were supposed to be the one before that. But I see you here today. And I'm going to come get you if you don't come to church. Where's Mr. Marzano? All right, there. All right, praise the Lord. And who else? Who else hasn't been baptized since you've been saved? Ain't nobody raising your hand. Everybody been baptized? All right. Praise the Lord. Huh? Amen. Well, if you've been baptized when you were a baby, or they made you get baptized when you were 11 and 12, that don't count. Because I told y'all many, many times, they made me get baptized at 12. I didn't want to do it, but they made me do it. You know, I went in a dry devil and come out a wet devil. Did nothing new. When I got old enough to understand what it meant, you know, praise the Lord. And I tell you, our last baptism a couple of weeks ago, little Jeffrey got baptized. He told his Nana, Nana, I want to get baptized. How old is little Jeffrey? 5? 5 years old. And he knew exactly why he wanted to get baptized. He knew exactly the reason why he wanted to get baptized. And what a blessing that was. Not only did he get baptized, his mama got baptized. And his Nana got baptized again. You know, whole family came and got baptized. Well, not his whole family. Hopefully they're next time. Maybe his whole family. But What in the world is going on here? Is that the Holy Ghost telling us something? Yeah, the lights is flicking. We need to... Yeah, okay. Anyway, thank you all. God bless you. If anybody needs prayer for anything, if anybody here has not been adopted into the family of God, you can come and get adopted today. Because he's knocking on the door of your heart and saying, you know, if you hear my voice, open the door and come into me. So if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you can come today and know that you know that you know. When you walk out of here, you've been adopted into the family of God, that you are a holy people, a royal nation. You're a chosen people. Amen. A particular person. You can know that you know that you know when you take your last breath. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if you're here today and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you can. If anybody needs prayer for anything today, you know, the altar will be open to you to get prayed for. Father, we come before you today, giving you honor, glory, and praise. I pray, Father God, that if there's anybody here today that have not yielded their life to you, that they will today, Lord Jesus. So many times, oh Father God, people will continue to sit week after week, month after month, year after year, oh Father God, and not open the door to their hearts. So Lord, I pray today if there's anybody that's here, oh Father God, that they will yield to the calling on their lives today. Lord, just have your way with us today. Lord, we praise you for everything. We have breath and we will praise you. And so, Lord, I pray, Father God, traveling mercy for everybody going home. I pray for a sweet sleep tonight, Father. We pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a great day. Visitors, thank you.